Congratulations to you and your guys, not only for earning the playoff spot for the third year in a row, but taking home the Capital Cup once again, 27-0 over William and Mary. Just talk about that game, because I know how much it means and the performance of your team in that.
Yeah, it was a pretty complete game by us. All three phases, we played well. Complementary football, obviously defensively, lights out, as good as we played in 3 or 4 years now against a quality opponent with a lot of weapons. And it was an incredible effort by those guys. And then offensively, it was a great day for us too. I mean, we had some big time drives in the second half to put that thing away. I just thought our offense executed really well. And then in the kicking game, Rob, I mean, we were really solid, and played well. So I was really proud of our guys, and to play that well in a Capital Cup game is pretty cool.
First question this morning from John. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Thank you for having me. Coach Huseman, Coach Santos just mentioned about the seed. I wonder if, a day after, if you have any sort of reaction to not getting one of those top eight seeds. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to the team last night, and in the at the selection show, when we didn't show up in the top eight, I could kind of see a little bit of look and bewilderment. I know they were hoping for a top eight. Obviously, you get a top eight, you get a bye, and then the next home game. I know it's important, but when I talked to them last night, I just said it doesn't make any difference, guys. I mean, it is what it is. The committee thinks we're number nine. That's their prerogative. Put a chip on your shoulder and show the committee that they were wrong. Again, they may not have been wrong. I think Idaho's got a great football team. Mercer, all those teams, it came down. You could tell the teams that were really on the bubble for that seed. And it was Incarnate Word and Idaho and Mercer, and they got excellent football teams. Their resumes were very close to ours. Going in, I thought it would be eight or nine. It was nine. But the big thing is, John, we get a home game. We get to play in front of our crowd again, keep playing, put a chip on our shoulder, and go play.
Hey, at first glance, Lehigh looks sort of like a meat and potatoes type team. They like to run the ball, like to play defense. I wonder how you see them at first glance.
First glance, pretty similar to what we want to do. We want to run the football. They do run the football really well. They execute their offense really good. They'll use quarterbacks in the run game, very similar in what they want to get done offensively. Defensively, pretty similar, solid. Don't do a whole lot, but they're gap sound. They tackle well. And again, I think we look a lot like them. They look a lot like us in all phases of the game. And I think the one thing too is you could tell they're very well coached. They're playing with tremendous confidence right now. To beat their rival like they did the last week of the season, I think is giving them a real shot in the arm. They had to have it to win the conference. They had to have it to get to the playoffs. We played this past week. We didn't have to have it to get to the playoffs. We didn't have to have it to get to the to get a conference championship. A lot of pressure on them, and they responded really, really well and kind of thumped Lafayette.
Thank you.
Russ, I think we've talked about this for the past several weeks, but when you started 0-2, and this is probably not time for reflection, but could you ever imagine reeling off 10 straight wins, running the table in this conference, and for the year to get to this point?
No, we knew, again, well, the players probably knew. We didn't talk about it, but our margin of error was small. It wasn't eliminated, but it was small, and we knew we had to play well each and every week. And it's cliche-ish, but we had to take them one at a time. We regrouped and won that third game pretty good, and I think winning that game. Because I was nervous. Now they had beaten Furman. I didn't know what Furman had, and to come out and win that game like we did, I think it gave the guys some confidence. Hey, we got a pretty good football team here. Let's just relax, go play, execute, work hard during the week, do the things we've done in the past, and hopefully it takes care of itself. But you never think, at 0-2, I never thought, well, let's reel off 10 in a row here. That's you don't think about those things. You just think about, oh, how can we get a win? And then the next week, all right, how can we get a win here? And fortunately, we played pretty good in that 10-game stretch. I think we've had the lead almost every game other than I know we had the lead at halftime in every one of the games other than Campbell. I know maybe somebody scored on their first possession, but we got the lead right back. So, Campbell helped us. I mean, Campbell helped us to know how to come back, come from behind, and we needed that game. But somehow we've gotten on top of people and grinding it out and got first downs in the second half and found ways to win.
3 years in a row now in the playoffs, how much does that experience help you going in and having guys on your team that have been through this process?
Well, I think every year is different. I think every team's different, and what we have coming back, how you're playing going into the tournament, how healthy you are going into the tournament, all those things, they're different every year. And this is a different year, but it all goes back, Rob. It's what you do Sunday through Friday, and we talk about that all the time. And I know every coach talks about that too. And just to say we're going to jump up and down before the game and hoop and holler, that ain't working. I guarantee that. I mean, it's going to take an unbelievable effort this week for us to play well on Saturday.
You talked about how complete that effort was against William and Mary, and there's a team that averaged about 240 yards a game on the ground. You hold them to 64. What were you able to do so well to contain them?
Well, for one, I never thought we'd hold them 64. That's incredible. I don't know if William Mary's been held to 64 in forever. And with Yoder and Emo and the threat of Darius Wilson, I thought, I never really kind of put a number, but I thought, well, if we keep them in the low hundreds, 150-ish, we probably have a chance to win the game. And I never imagined that, but I got to give a lot of credit to our defensive line, our front seven. Even our corners came up and made plays, made tackles in the run game. And but the, we our front four did an incredible job of, it's tough to keep your gaps against William and Mary, and they kept their gaps. We got some penetration, and we kept Darius Wilson kind of contained for the most part. And those are all things you got to do going into the game. And but again, we practiced it all week. We weren't letting him out. We for the most part, we tried to have somebody staring at him. And then we knew if we brought pressure where we had to go to and not let him get back out of the pocket. So our guys took coaching. Our coaches did a great job getting him ready.
On the other side of the ball, if I had told you before the game that you'd only have to throw it 14 times to get the win, I know you guys like to run the football, but how dominant was the I think you held it for 35 minutes. Did you think you were going to be able to control the ball that way on the ground?
Well, that's what we always try to do. I mean, if we could throw the ball 14 times a game, I'll take it because that means we're running the football really well. But in that game, we had some in the second half. I know we probably didn't throw it very much, but we had some big clutch third down throws and catches, to keep drives alive in the second half there. We went on a 15-play drive, I think a 12-play drive. Actually, one of the throws in the second half was a pick on a post. I wasn't real happy about that, and I let as many people know about it as I possibly could, and most of them just told me, shut up, we'll be all right. But I did I but we you know we if we can do that, if we can convert on third down, and get some big third down throws, throw it 14 times, and ain't nothing better than running the football at the end of the game and in a milking the clock situation. I mean, that's the best feeling in the world.
All right, Russ. Thanks so much for doing this with us this morning. Good luck against Lehigh on Saturday, and I hope we're talking again next Monday.
Rob, thanks. And man, I know you're a busy dude right now, and I appreciate all the hard work you put into this thing, man. Me and Christian were talking this morning, and he I said, man, Rob, I can't believe it. And he said, oh man, he's loaded down, man. But appreciate all you do for us.
No problem, Russ. I appreciate it.
All right, see
All
you,
right.
buddy.
Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Thank you to all the media members who have joined us today and the coaches for taking their time. And if the CAA teams get some wins this Saturday, we'll do another call next Monday. Thanks very much.